1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And I don't know what's going on with you, but here in Hollywood, Steven Spielberg is facing some big problems. Welcome to the Phil Henry Show. We'll have Margaret Gray on the line with us in just a moment. Margaret writes a nationally syndicated column that appears in 150 newspapers nationwide called A Little Bird Told Me. And we're going to talk with her about the Steven Spielberg situation. In a nutshell, director Steven Spielberg has purchased about 3 acres of land in an area of town. And he proposes to build a 27,000-square-foot, five-story riding ring, a domed, retractable roof and underground horse-stabled riding ring, 2,400-square-foot guest house, et cetera, et cetera. The neighbors are going nuts. The neighbors are going ape. This section of Los Angeles, is this Brentwood? Is an area where the homes are sizable, but the property is not. And this structure that he proposes is going to be 5 stories high. It's going to literally tower above all the other homes in the area. On the line with us from Santa Monica, Margaret Gray from her newspaper offices right now, Margaret. And you've gotten the story just about as quickly as we have gotten it.
Well, Phil, this fuss really going on about Steven is again something that is going on in Hollywood, and it's been going on for a long time. I've been keeping my eye on it. And I said to myself, I don't believe what's happening, but now I do.
Well, what is happening?
Well, what's happening, obviously, is people are resenting Steven's success. They always did.
Was there a level of jealousy about his work?
Oh, they always resented it. They always resented his success. But what's happened now is it is filtered down to the actual neighborhood where he lives. And I just think that it is so blatant and so in your face, to use the term that the kids use, I just think that those people should sit back and recognize what Steven's trying to do here.
And what is he trying to do? He has a riding ring for his wife, Kate Capshaw, for horses, right?
Yes. Kate is an enthusiast. She is an equine enthusiast.
And when you say equine enthusiast, that's a horse lover?
She loves the horses, yes. And he built her a beautiful riding ring. Now, this is something that I think the people who live in the neighborhood, rather than hate him because he's good, remember what we're talking about here, Phil. We're talking about Steven Spielberg.
Well, before we go into his resume, hold on for a minute. Well, you say they hate him. Do they hate him, or they just resent the fact that the guy wants to build a five-story... Margaret, what I'm reading here is that this is a structure that is going to tower above all the other houses, okay? And it's going to be...
Phil, this is a structure that is going to show everyone in that neighborhood that, yes, Stephen has moved in. Yes, Stephen has built a riding ring for his wife. But really more to the point... Steven Spielberg, as he has done for so many of us who've gone to see his films, is showing us the way to success.
And so this is a monument to what?
This is a monument to show all the other people who live there how to be successful, to inspire them to the kind of success where maybe someday they could purchase 3 acres for their wives. They could spend $5 million for that property. They could build a 27,000-square-foot riding ring.
But, Margaret, a lot of...
They could make it a five-story-high monument to their success. Maybe someday. And the other thing, too, this is a marvelous, wonderful edifice, Phil. It has underground stables as well. Can you imagine what...
No, okay, I am not a horse lover. I take that back.
Oh, Phil.
No, I take that back. I think horses are gorgeous. I have ridden horses in my life. I think it's a nice afternoon to take a ride on a horse out in the backcountry or whatever. I'm not the enthusiast that I know a lot of people are. I know you used to ride English.
I rode English. I rode Western. It's a marvelous sport. If you don't get, in other words, you don't get it about horses. You don't get it about horseback riding.
When you say I don't get it,
You're not an enthusiast.
I'm not an enthusiast, no.
It is a wonderful sport. Steven is built in. The word is there is a horse elevator. So literally, you can ride on 5 different levels. You take the elevator up.
What, do you ride into the elevator with your... You ride in with your horse?
You know, you laugh at it because you don't understand it. But
is that what you're doing? You're riding into an elevator, then you're going up, and
they have, it's a 5-story horse ring with underground stables, riding ring. There is a rub-down area. There is a saddling area, a mounting area. It's really beautiful. And these people who are complaining.
I want to get back to the point, which I think the point is, somebody comes into your neighborhood. And someone builds something that you don't want there. Mr. Spielberg has apparently built something or is planning to build something people don't want in that neighborhood. I live in a neighborhood. People put up things all the time that might bug the rest of us, right?
And Phil, when people move into it, I don't know what you're saying, but I can tell you from my own experience, where Frank and I moved, we put in a beautiful cabana and gazebo. The next-door neighbors, the Herlihys, who I know you know them,
Yes, I do.
They complained because they said we were blocking their view. And I said to her, you know, you really have a lot of gall because you have no pool, you have no cabana, you don't have the gazebo, you don't have...
A gazebo?
The gazebo.
You mean a gazebo?
The correct Italian is gazebo or gazebar. But it is...
Okay, so in other words, a place where people stand and have coffee?
Yeah, but... They had nothing like that in their backyard. So where do they get off telling me I can't put up a gazebo, an observation deck, and a cabana?
The observation deck that you put up in your backyard was something like 50 feet, wasn't it?
It was 50 feet high, yeah, why?
Why? It was blocking the view of...
They didn't have anything in their backyard. What, they're going to go out there and stand on the grass and do what? I don't understand your point.
They had a view of the ocean the same as you. When you put up your gazebo and your cabana and your...
Are you mocking me?
I'm not mocking you. I'm mocking the way you pronounce gazebo. When you put those things up, you block their view. And that's the same thing that I think a lot of these neighbors are saying about Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg, do I have to give you the resume? Jaws, Jurassic Park, Saving Private Damon.
Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan. A lot of people call that Saving Matt Damon. Jurassic Park, Jaws, E.T.
Schindler's List. I know the resume.
Okay. This is a man who isn't just a filmmaker. This is a man with a connection, I really believe, to God. And God, I believe, has spoken to him and gives him the images and gives him these beautiful visions that he imparts to us on screen, and you're going to tell me, and you're going to tell Steven Spielberg, he can't build a riding ring for his wife. And
it's 5 stories high. It's 27,000 square feet. It's blocking the view. It's going to rise above this neighborhood like some kind of weird pagoda.
It is a monument to his success and an inspiration to every one of those people that live in that neighborhood that maybe don't make movies as well as Steven Spielberg. Maybe that's it.
Mr. Grazer, Brian Grazer, who's partners with Ron Howard and has made movies like Apollo 13, has complained...
Oh, wouldn't Brian Grazer like to have a Saving Private Ryan? Wouldn't he like to have an E.T.? But he doesn't. And so he makes this problem for Steven. And I think that all of you, and when I say all of you, those of you who don't know Steven, I think you should all sit back and say, you know what, he's different and he's special. I have property, he has property, but I think in this case, Stephen's property wins out, his property rights win out, and even if I had a view of heaven, I would let Steven Spielberg build an outhouse to block my view. That is how much I respect
him. Oh, come on.
I swear to you, that's how much I respect and love him.
Well, it is an issue of property ownership, property rights, and this whole neighborhood thing of where can you build a treehouse, or in the case of Steven Spielberg, a 5-story riding ring. I've never heard of such a thing. Have Margaret hang on, because I want to talk to her a little bit more, Mike. I'll give our number to you at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. 27,000 square foot, 5-story high riding ring that the neighbors don't want him to build. But Margaret Gray has joined us, and she's a big Spielberg fan. She says that his talent is so transcendent. His talent is so immense. His talent and his skills so beyond the pale that he should be allowed to build anything. And you heard what she said. If it were her and she had a view of heaven, she'd let Spielberg block it with a new outhouse. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show. We have Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist, on the line. Big controversy over Steven Spielberg building, or proposing to build, I should say, a 27,000 square foot riding ring in the middle of this neighborhood. The neighbors don't want it. And I understand what you say about Mr. Spielberg, Margaret, saying that he's a great artist and saying that...
So let me interrupt you and let me just read some things to you. Saving Private Ryan.
All right, we've got his...
Phil, please, listen to what he has done for us. What are we going to do for him? He wants to build a riding ring.
What about the neighbors?
This is going to be a monument to them so they can come out of their homes every day and say, look, Steven Spielberg, he lives here. He built that. What have I done? Now, can I continue?
Yes, but the point is...
Can I continue?
Yes.
Lost World. Saving Private Ryan. Schindler's List. Jurassic Park. Empire of the Sun, which was absolutely gorgeous. Purple. Did I say that?
The Color Purple.
The Color Purple. I knew he hadn't done a movie called Purple, had he?
It's called The Color Purple, and I know his resume, and I want to get to some calls. But what you're telling me is because of this talent, he is allowed...
Yes, yes. I would say because of his talent, I would say that Steven Spielberg is allowed to lift his leg in public if he wants to. What about Purple Rain? Did he do that...
That's Prince.
Okay, Prince. But I'm saying that he has the talent. He could have done Purple Rain if he hadn't been contracted to do Raiders of the Lost Ark. And that's really...
I understand that, and I'm saying to you, I don't get that kind of money, I guess.
Well, now you're being honest.
That's true. I don't get that kind of money. Here is Suzanne on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. I disagree with Margaret Gray in full.
Why would you disagree
with... type of equine monument hoovering over my house. Regardless if it's Steven Spielberg or who it is,
Are you an equestrian?
My daughter is.
So you do love horses.
I love horses.
Are they the
and
most
I love
magnificent?
Steven Spielberg.
They are the most magnificent animals.
And I love Steven Spielberg, and I love horses. But I still would not want no equine monument hovering over my home.
You know that... What Mr. Spielberg's really saying is, look, Suzanne, look, Margaret, look, Phil, look at what I am and what maybe you can be.
When
you walked out your house every day, Suzanne, you'd see that, you'd say, oh, that's right, Mr. Spielberg lives here.
No, I would say, oh, that's right, that's the rich guy who wants to rub it in my face that he's better than I
am. You don't
or that he's better than the whole neighborhood as far as that goes.
Can I read something to you?
Go ahead.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Jurassic...
We already heard...
Phil, please.
I already heard the list.
Jaws.
Right.
Okay.
I already know the list.
Okay.
And I own a lot of those movies.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Right. And
so what are you saying? So all of these movies entitle him... You basically said he's entitled to crap on my front lawn because he made Jaws.
No, I didn't say that.
Bingo.
Well, what are you saying?
I said he's allowed to crap on your front lawn because he made Jaws and Close Encounters and Amistad and Saving Private...
okay, you know what?
And...
Let's put his recommendations aside.
Suzanne, you love horses. Each level, one will be a beach, another is a jungle, another is a forest. So you're riding between these different, you know, areas.
He's riding between them. I'm not. Suzanne isn't. And even you aren't, Margaret. I don't know...
Well, you know something I happen to know, Stephen?
You know
what? Good for you. You can go riding in his riding
It don't matter if you know him or not. If I buy my property,
Sugarland
I own
Express.
5 acres right now. Okay,
E-T.
I'm living on 5 acres right now.
Poltergeist.
But you know what?
Let the lady finish.
I'm in a neighborhood where there's acreage, okay?
Have you got acreage?
Right, and I am the owner of acreage. But I would not want somebody to buy 3 acres across from me.
Do you have five flat usable acres?
Yes.
Oh.
But I would not want somebody that, you know, if there was a beachfront, I wouldn't want somebody to build a monument to where I couldn't see the beach.
Nor would I. But if it's Steven Spielberg, I would literally let him spread his cheeks and drop one.
Okay.
But you both know what I'm saying, don't you?
No, I don't.
Because I feel that if I go ahead and give this to okay, that I'm saying, okay, rub it in my face that you're better than I am.
Okay, dear. Thank you for calling, Suzanne. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Margaret Gray, a nationally syndicated columnist on a five-story writing ring that Steven Spielberg, the director, proposes to build in his neighborhood that has the neighbors upset because it's too big, too cumbersome.
Too impressive and reminds them too much of his success.
Well, the lady said it. They don't want their faces rubbed in it, okay? Here is John on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Phil?
Yes, sir, good.
Margaret, I just gotta ask you whether somebody's net worth is $100,000 or $100 million, what supremacy or their property rights higher than anybody else's?
It's a good question, and it's John, right?
Yes, ma'am.
John, it's a good question. But we're talking about Steven Spielberg.
Madam,
listen to this.
Because I am a heart surgeon,
John,
it gives me the privilege
Sugarland Express,
to take a dump
Twilight
on my neighbor's lawn.
The Color Purple? Did you direct that?
He just said he's a doc. Are you a doctor, John?
Yes, I am a heart surgeon.
And I think that's
right here in Dallas.
And I think that
people from across the country here. But I would never presume that my property rights or that my worth, my contribution to society was any greater than anyone else's.
I want to ask Margaret a question, John. Margaret, okay, your husband Frank is dying of a heart attack, and you need John, a heart surgeon, to help him. And right as the moment that John is about to perform that surgery, Close Encounters comes on TV. Do you stop and watch?
You know, it's a very good question, and I know where you're going.
Do you stop and watch Close Encounters, or are you concerned with John operating on your husband?
You know what? You're going to hate me for this.
You're going to watch Close Encounters?
No. Have you ever seen that movie? Do you know how many heart surgeons there are? God bless you, but do you know how many there are? Millions and millions and billions and
no,
billions.
No, actually, there's not
hundreds
millions and millions. There's about 10,000 good ones
in
this country.
There's 4 billion people on Earth, so there's not hundreds of billions of heart surgeons.
And,
Jesus.
And, you know, I resent you laughing.
Whether I am a crap shoveler or I am a heart surgeon is irrelevant.
You know something? I
my little
tumor
watch is just as valuable to me as Steven Spielberg's $2.8 million equine facade, and I happen to own Arabians. I raise them, and I breed them, and they're beautiful, and I love horses.
Oh, my God, I thought you were talking about people for a minute. I didn't know what you meant.
Arabian horses.
Oh.
But that doesn't give me any superiority or my rights any greater primacy over anyone else.
Have you ever seen Close Encounters? You never answered my question.
Yes, I have, madam.
All
I've
right.
seen most of Stephen's
Let's
work.
Turn the tables
and
a
wonderful.
Little bit.
But I have also read Shakespeare. I have also read Hugo. I mean, come on. I like Stephen. It's a great medium. But
I'm not familiar with Hugo. Hugo who?
Victor Hugo.
Victor Hugo?
You know, laugh if you want. I'm another woman being laughed at by men.
I'm being caged.
No.
I gotta go. Y'all have a great day.
Go ahead. There's a good movie on tonight. I think that...
Oh, look, you asked that guy. He's a doctor, a heart surgeon.
What's he talking about, Hugo Boss?
Victor Hugo, who wrote Notre Dame, the guy from Notre Dame.
Oh, the Four Horsemen.
No, the Hunchback. Hold on for a minute. The Four Horsemen. By the way, speaking of Notre Dame, nice game against Oregon State. So anyway, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Margaret Gray, and we are talking about Steven Spielberg's new writing ring, 5 stories high. She feels he should have the right to build it there because he is Steven Spielberg, and his crap doesn't smell. I hope that's Black Sabbath. It better be Black Sabbath, because if it's some band ripping Black Sabbath off, that's like me trying to dress like you, Craig. It's just, you know, there's only a certain... I already dress like you. I don't dress as good as you. 1-800-4... That sounded like... It sounded like whatever that song... Paranoid. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray on the line with us. And we do thank you, Margaret, for joining us from your offices in Santa Monica as we talk about Steven Spielberg and a five-story riding ring. He wants to build this large structure in a neighborhood where the neighbors don't want it. You said that, and you had the same situation. You built a gazebo, a 50-foot observation platform, and a cabana in your backyard, blocking the view of your neighbors because you said since they don't have a pool, they don't use their backyard.
That is right.
Can't somebody just stand there and enjoy the view?
I don't know what you mean. I mean, we've both had views of the Pacific Ocean. But I kept asking them, when are you putting in the pool? When are you putting in the pool? And they kept saying, well, we don't have any plans. But I said, well, then what's the point? We're building the observation tower. Now, we went back and forth. They complained. And I finally said to Frank, you know what? And excuse my language, Phil. Screw them. We're building. We have we have to have it 50 feet high because Frank invested in a $55,000 telescope.
And so that you can put this on your observation deck and your neighbors can't see the ocean anymore.
Did they build a pool?
They can't. Did they build it?
They didn't build the pool and they don't have the cabana. Nor do they have the gazebo. That is what we're talking about, use. And that is a legal point.
Well, the neighbors don't like the five-story high riding ring, so...
Well, isn't that too bad?
Here is Orlando on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Orlando.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on the air. Fine, sir.
Orlando, how are you?
I'm pretty good, lady.
You can call me Margaret, dear.
Well, let me tell you something. I don't know. I think that your point of view is it's out.
It's out? Because,
yeah, let me tell you something. It's just because the people have more money than any other, they have more. They have the right to go over the rights of the other people, you know. Like you said, your neighbor don't have a pool, don't have nothing in the backyard, and you build a 50-foot whatever you build up.
Uh-huh.
And that...
Orlando, do you remember in Raiders of... In E.T., when the little boy's bike flew by the moon, and the beautiful little creature in the basket? Do you remember that? Do you remember how you felt? Forgive me, I'll bet you had an erection. Am I right?
What has that got to do with it?
I'm asking Orlando how he felt about that film.
Well,
wasn't
it
beautiful?
Shouldn't Mr. Spielberg,
who brought you that joy, shouldn't he be allowed to build a 50-story building on your front lawn?
Watch this. I don't care about the film because I don't live by the film.
Watch
I live with my wife, with my kids. I wanna enjoy the property that I buy for them, you know. And if my neighbor gonna build up a 50-foot or 27,000 pagoda or something like that,
a pagoda,
I'm gonna
raise
my boys, you know, because I don't care how much money they have. I don't care if he made
Orlando, it is Steven Spielberg. What are you gonna do about it?
I don't care if it's him. I don't care. I care about because I love my wife.
Orlando,
I love my kids.
Of course you do.
And I want to enjoy.
Orlando, if Steven Spielberg came to your front door and said, "Hey, Orlando, hi, I'm Steven Spielberg. I made E.T. Didn't that really make you cry? By the way, I want to build an outhouse in your backyard." What would you say to him?
I'd say, "Sir, you have to look for another property to build your house.
There you go.
That's my property."
Are you putting
me
on?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would say that too, Orlando.
Yeah,
sir,
let me tell you something.
Put your outhouse in Craig Taylor's yard, not mine.
No, it's
unbelievable.
Out, you know. It's unbelievable. Watch this. I'm a horse fan. I come from Puerto Rico, and in Puerto Rico I have my short step horses.
You have a short
step? But let me tell you something. I don't gonna build nothing in my property that block the view of my neighbors because I don't want that somebody come and build up something that block my view.
Do you remember in Close Encounters when they found those planes in the
Oh, forget about it.
I don't care
they found
about
them in Mexico.
Okay. Watch this. I'm a baseball
watching.
fan. I'm a baseball fan.
But if they put a ballpark in your front yard, it wouldn't be too cool either, would it? All right, pal.
No.
I got to run, Orlando. Thank you very much.
What if the New York Yankees built a big baseball stadium in your bedroom? You would like that?
Thanks, Orlando. What do you mean in his bedroom? 1-800-449-8686. Let's talk to Linda on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Linda, you're on with Margaret Gray and Phil Hendry. Hello.
Margaret, I've been listening to you for about 15, 17 minutes going home from work. What it sounds like to me is that you're obsessed with Steven Spielberg.
No, I'm obsessed with talent. I'm obsessed with talent. I'm obsessed with great talent. Steven Spielberg has brought into our lives some of the most memorable images that we will ever know. You know as well as I do. The little boy flying across the moon in E.T. The woman being dragged back and forth in Jaws.
You've made it very clear how you feel about him and how you feel about his talent.
When William Atherton is shot to the back.
Yeah, that's a memorable, I'll never forget that. Thank you very much for that.
The point is he has brought to us images that we ourselves could not create. Isn't that a small price to pay? Having a beautiful five-story writing stable, yes, it blocks your view of the ocean. Oh, well.
I don't think consideration of other people is ever too much to pay.
Do you remember the retard in Goonies? Do you remember how...
I don't think that's very sensitive of you, okay?
What?
Using that word.
Well, I don't know what this lady's point is.
Well, if you'd let her finish.
Yeah, exactly. The point is that, for anyone who is as disciplined as he is to have written these stories, these movies, for anyone who is as organized as he is and who thinks the way he does, I think he would find it very offensive to have anyone like with your thought process supporting him in any way.
Oh, wait a second. Now you're pissing me off. I know Steven Spielberg. And let me just say two words to you, okay? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm listening.
Jurassic Park.
What does that have to do with anything?
Worldwide gross, $700 billion. Steven Spielberg gets up in the morning, sits down on the toilet, and craps gold bars. And for you to say...
For me to say what?
That he is not allowed to build where he wishes.
He's not God.
He brings us visions from God. Would you agree with that, yes or no?
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I think he would be appalled if he could hear you right
Comparing him to you saying he brings us visions from God?
I think he is like one of the apostles, yes. I think we had Jesus, and now I think we have a new Jew, a more refined Jew. Steven Spielberg, who brings us God's word through the camera. And that is something, Phil, that I'm working on right now in a book.
All right, so now you're comparing him to Jesus. Now you're saying...
Yes, I am.
The Son of God?
This is obsessive love, and unrequited love, and...
He's the new Jew. He's the streamlined Jew. He's the...
What are you... You know, you sound anti-Semitic, you sound hateful.
Hateful? Two words.
Let me guess. Saving
Jurassic
Private Ryan.
Park.
That's three words. Two words. Sugarland Express.
All right. I thank you very much, Linda, for your call. Let's go. Final call here to Ed, and then we'll let you go, Margaret. 1-800-449-8686. Ed, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Good evening, Margaret.
Yes, dear.
Yeah, you made an interesting...
I think that Steven Spielberg is another Jew the Jews won't crucify.
Yeah,
you won't see him hanging from a cross, will you? You'll see him instead.
That really doesn't have anything to do with what I'm going to say.
But what I'm saying is...
I want to hear what the man has to say.
Now, I have a question for you, lady. Okay? Why is it that you feel that anybody owes Steven Spielberg anything more than he's already gotten from the payroll that he received from the $5 to $10 everybody paid for every one of his movies?
It's a good question. I'll answer it this way.
I go to work every day. And they pay me. And I'm not going back in there, hey, man, can I build a
you know what?
Five
I think he's underpaid.
Tall piece of crap in your backyard?
I think he's underpaid. And I think if Steven Spielberg came to you, Ed, and said, Ed, I'm Steven Spielberg, forgive me, but I'd like to run a sewer ditch through your backyard, you would be well advised to say yes, Mr. Spielberg, whatever you'd like.
I think not.
Why do you find that funny?
I think
I'm curious, why do you find that
and
funny?
And all this stuff about the sign from God or something that he's handing down?
I believe that he is bringing us images that only the Lord could see.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, okay? If I were to crap out a turd, okay, and somebody gave me $2 billion for it, would you call that a sign from God or a vision from God?
If you're telling me that Steven Spielberg has done anything but beautiful pictures...
Oh, he has.
Okay, then they're not
turds. I've seen every one of them.
Steven Spielberg craps gold bars. I mean gold bars, cougar ends.
That sounds yummy.
Well, you know what? It spends, my friend. It spends.
I'm hip.
Okay, and I don't think I could take your turd into an Ace Hardware store and get myself a hedge trimmer, can I? No. So what I'm saying is...
Okay, we got it. Steven Spielberg's a genius. Build your writing stable there, Steven. The people are complaining about it. You got the money. But the fact is, people like you, Margaret, are the same people who go out there and build whatever they want in their backyard, block the view of everybody else. You block the view of those people who wanted to see the ocean. And
you didn't ask me about those people. Do you know that they're both legally blind?
I didn't know that.
Okay, well, then maybe you should ask.
They're blind.
Yes, so what do they need a view for? And you talk about stupid. They spend $5 billion on a home over the ocean, and they can't see 3 feet out their backyard.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you didn't know that.
All right. Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, see you later. 1-800-449-8686. They're blind. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. And I hope you had a nice new year, and I hope you had a Merry Christmas. And I was just reflecting a little bit here on the Steven Spielberg story. Not that it's the biggest thing in the news. It just, it struck me as a little odd. And I think a guy ought to be able to build whatever he wants. I think you have to respect your neighbors. And, you know, it's like what's going on at my house. I got a light in my backyard. My neighbor, he says to me, can you put a tree in front of that? And I said, sure, is it too bright? He says, yeah, it's a little bright, Phil. I said, you know what? That's not a bad request. And then he said, and by the way, could you plant a tree in front of your face, too, man, when you're out there? And I said, that's a reasonable request, sure. He says, you know, when you take your shirt off, Phil, to go into that hot tub that you built, yeah, could you plant a tree in front of your body? So I said, no problem, man. Anyway, Spielberg, forget about whether the neighbors, can I just ask a question here? Because I don't know a lot about horseback riding. I've been, like I said, it's fun, you know, it's okay. It don't jazz me, because I'm afraid the horse is going to throw me into a crick. I don't know what's going to happen. But let me just ask you this, because this sounds like a bottle of wine in front of a fireplace one night. I think Spielberg and Kate Capshaw are sitting in front of a fireplace, he's got a bottle of wine, and it goes something like, you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to get you a riding stable. 5 stories high. And she's like, oh, Steven, really? You measure, baby. Like he's juiced or something when he came up a 5-story high riding stable with riding ring with underground stables. And so in other words, let's go riding in the World Trade Center, okay? Gee. Steven, there's a thing called a ranch, man. And I don't know if you're kind of aware of that. It's very cool. You can ride that way instead of straight up. This cat wants to, like, go up and down with a horse. Imagine getting into an elevator, and the guy gets on next to you with his horse. How you doing? Oh, real good. Little Muzak playing. Get off of the third floor. Third floor, jungle setting. Thank you. You ride out, man, in your horse. It's no big thing. It's cool. I'm not going to be, you know. I think it's just weird. And when he called the architect the next day. Hey, Bob. Yeah, Steve Spielberg. Yeah. Listen, I'm thinking of a 5-story ride. Okay. Horse craps in the elevator. The horse will crap in the elevator, you know, and whatever you say, Steven, you got it. Boy, and he hangs up the phone. This is going to be the easiest $3 million I ever made. And the guy, you know, so I just think you have to buy a ranch. I think a ranch is a great thing to do because then you can ride the horse way, 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 way far away instead of going up and down 5 stories in an elevator. I think somebody ought to check this cat. You know, I don't know what's going on, man. Maybe Amistad finally took him around the edge. I don't know what happened. You ride horses? I took the kids horseback riding. I told you, I took the kids horseback riding like a month ago, and they dug it. Catherine, she loved it. She's only like 9, and she's a little tiny thing sitting on this big horse. And it was great. And the person who was taking us, it was just the family, so it was just the 6 of us, and then this lady who was, you know, she was like the horse leader.
Okay, now, here's something I want you all to remember, okay? Never take your sweater off when you are, you know, on a horse. And I said, well, now, why is that? That's very interesting. Because if the horse sees anything flying by the side of his head, if you take a jacket off and maybe whip the jacket, the horse will think it's under attack and it'll take off because it won't know what the hell that is. So naturally, my wife immediately starts swinging her sweater off, and I'm so paranoid. I'm like, don't do that! And she came back and got all bugged. You know, the person came back. Now, I told y'all not to do that. Now you're pissing me off. See, now I'm going to have to spank you.
And then she took us down these roads. And what I don't dig, man, is I'm not the greatest horseback rider in the world. I ride, you know, whatever. I'm not galloping the freaking thing, man. I ain't out there. Look, I ain't Yaphet Kotto, whatever that. Who's that dude, the guy, you know, what's his name? Oh, John Wayne. Anyway, I can't ride like that. And she's taking us down these trails that are like 8,500-foot drop. And the horse I'm on is 112 years old, farting, crapping, just doing whatever it wants. I'll be like, whoa, boy, whoa. It's like, get out of here. You know how many schmucks I have on my back every day? You're just another guy on my back. Do you think I'm going to do what you want me to do just because you're human? Anyway. So, that's when I had to shoot my first horse. But I just pulled the gun out and just shot the horse. So you have yourself a lot of fun, man. I just think that, like I said, a ranch is a nice thing, and because she took us this way, you know, horizontal, not up and down, and it's something to think about, man. By the way, the weather's really crappy back east, and I feel for you guys. It's beautiful out here. I mean, I don't want to rub it in, but out in the West Coast, it just can't be better. We got 80 degrees today. It's gorgeous, and these cats are under snow back east, and it's ice, and it's everything, and man, that global warming, that's really bad. How could it be global warming when it's 48 below? How come every time I hear about global warming and the next winter it's 48 below? There's people out there that are chipping ice off their windshield, pulling a guy out of a block of ice in a lake in Minnesota, and it's what a global warming is. It's melting. What icebergs is it melting? There's pulling people out of trucks, frozen stiff, hugging dogs. You know, that's how they stay alive in Minnesota. You think I'm kidding? They bring their dog with them. If the truck breaks down, they hug a dog all night. And in the morning, they're married. And then they go off? No, I mean, they have to keep the body heat, keeps them alive, I guess. I don't ever want to hear anybody tell me about melting icebergs until, you know, it stops snowing. Let's see if this snow thing can go away. Then you tell me about icebergs that are melting. Did you see any of those ball games this weekend? There were a couple of them. I'm not talking about the pro games. Some of the college games there were. And by the way, congratulations to the University of Miami. Once again, man, Florida Gators, boy, do they stink. Miami won, and I don't know whether they ought to be national champions because I think Washington beat them, but they had a great game last night. And Notre Dame, boy, you look good. You looked really strong against Oregon State. What was the final on that, Mike? 58-0? That was a good one. Anyway, stop snowing, and then we'll talk about the icebergs. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.